This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. And the podcast, it's there after 10 o'clock this morning. So if you miss anything in the program, you can go back and get it later. Isn't that a beauty? It's a beauty. Good morning. Welcome to a Thursday. Hello, Jamie.
Wow, I'm just seeing that huge crash north of Meade.
Yeah.
So I-25, bad. Both directions. Closed because the semi truck is across like Meade and Berthoud, all the way across it. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Shut down, man.
Is it one of those three pull trailers? I mean, it looks that.
I don't know.
Because that's a lot of trailer.
It looks massive.
I just heard it in the traffic report a few minutes ago. I did see it flash up on TV, but it looks nasty.
Yeah, that David Bygolly, he only said, four times.
Who? David Bygolly?
David Bygolly.
Yeah.
Our traffic guy. Yeah.
That's funny because I got to play.
He only said it four times.
That's good.
Yeah, because remember the first time when he started doing traffic, we would count and he'd say 12 times. That one, he nailed it. Only four.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he's gotten the memo.
Yeah.
We must have sent him that memo to say, hey, dude, you got to back off the us.
Hey, David, by golly.
By the way, so I've been home this past weekend, home being Nashville, and a buddy of mine that listens on our podcast, right?
Yeah.
He said, I heard one of the funniest things that you guys did last week. And I said, our show? You sure you were listening to our show?
Exactly.
He said, the a-hole guy doing traffic. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, Jamie walks through the door. She heard the first traffic report in the car. And she said, when did Johnny A-hole start doing her traffic?
That's his name. You can't make it up.
No,
he said, Jamie, that was the funniest. He was rolling. And I said, really? I said, you must have a low bar when it comes to humor.
I'm number one in Tennessee. Right,
I want to play this for you again, okay? Because I went ahead and captured it last week. Listen to this and see if you think it says Johnny A-hole, okay? He was a traffic guy that filled in last week. And my cousin thought this was the greatest thing ever.
He got the 70 wrong. Westbound with a little slow and go because of the road work that has two of the left lanes closed. That should be wrapping up here pretty soon. Eastbound 70, wide open all the way into downtown Denver. I'm Johnny A-hole with Denver Traffic.
See? But he says the actual S in it. He adds his S. We can't. We're not allowed to. But he adds the S.
My cousin was rolling over that. Yeah. Doesn't take much in Tennessee.
I should be syndicated in Tennessee just all by myself.
You should be.
Just, hey, you guys, look how funny this is.
I didn't pick up on Johnny A-hole.
I know.
You did.
Because I'm amazing. I'm amazing.
How are you doing?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on. I took the shot yesterday, and I was sick all night long.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oof.
The Ozempic.
Yeah, the Ozempic. And I literally laid there last night like, can't you just stop eating and maybe work out? Like, why are you putting yourself through this?
It's like torture, yeah.
Yeah.
Still doing the shot. Man.
I am still doing it. I literally laid there like, I laid there and said, you're so freaking lazy, you can't just stop eating and maybe work out. Like,
you know, I got to hand it to you. No matter what comes out, Ozempic face, Ozempic eyes, Ozempic toes, Ozempic ass.
Yeah.
Ozempic
elbows,
this, Ozempic elbows. No matter what comes out, she sticks to the
shot.
She's dedicated. Well, I love that about you.
It's just, you know, Jay Moore? Jay Moore? The comedian.
I do. Yeah.
He's on it too.
Yeah.
And he does a whole bit about it. It's actually really funny. But he does a whole, and he's married to Jeannie Buss, who used to be my friend, but he does this whole thing because he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks great. And he's like, I don't care if I can't poop for 3 months. front. Look at me. I look great.
I saw a thing last week where there's a thing called Ozempic teeth. How does it affect your teeth?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's wild.
That is weird.
Yeah, look up Ozempic teeth.
I think it's because if you're not eating, you're just not getting the nutrition that your teeth need to, like, there's no calcium.
What did that take,
that other
stuff? Like 10 years for that to develop?
Seems like
I mean, teeth are like a bone, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't it take a while?
It's got some calcium.
Yeah,
for sure.
I wouldn't think you'd have Ozempic teeth in a couple of months.
So this says dry mouth and acid reflux just mess up your teeth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I already had that. So.
Oh, well.
So I'm fine with it. It's not the elbow that's really setting me off.
you're not going to stop, Jamie, man.
Remember when you used to have tennis elbow? Nope. Ozempic elbow. Can't mend it right.
I just don't think such thing as Ozempic elbow.
I have it.
It's coming. It's coming, though. All right, we have to take a break. Just getting started. It's a Thursday.
Yeah, and I want to hit on something later. We can do it later. And it always happens to everybody because we all say, as a parent, blah, 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 and then you become that guy.
Do it all the time.
Oh, you are so that guy.
Yep. Who, me?
Yep.
What did I do?
Oh, I'll tell you later.
You want to do it next?
Uh-huh.
Just get this out of the way.
Just get it out of the way because you are that dad.
Yeah, I like to get things out of the way early.
And by the way, speaking of which, can you take that I need to coach baseball out of rotation?
Yeah.
I hear it way too much.
Okay.
Coach baseball.
Yeah.
They
asked you to be a coach. It's funny and stuff because you're going to call the bombs that
it's
show up.
It's in power rotation around here?
Yeah. it's a joke about it's not even a joke. It's a true story how you don't say anything politically correct. You're like, hey, why are all the broads at the baseball game? But I have heard it like every day.
That I saw in a video yesterday. He's transitioning. Okay.
Okay.
From a dude to a woman, right?
Okay, yep.
He shows up at a Little League baseball game.
Oof.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's practicing his transition. He's not fully done that yet. Okay. So he's practicing, which I've never heard of.
Yeah,
so,
I have because that Will Ferrell.
The documentary.
The documentary.
With his friend.
He's with his friend while they practice with that guy transitioning.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
It
like going out to dinner and stuff.
Yeah, we don't have that in Littleton. When you go to the baseball game.
Yeah.
But they do have it in certain parts of the country, but not Littleton, Colorado, my friend.
Yeah.
But the guy's practicing and transitioning, and he shows up at the baseball game. He's got on blue jeans. He's looking, normal dude. But he has no shirt on, but he's wearing a bra.
Okay, that's not what these people do.
They run his ass off.
Well, yeah, that's
it's a Little League baseball
that's
game.
That's a little mental to me. That's not somebody.
You hear the guy going, okay, I'm leaving, okay, leaving.
That's not the normal way to practice.
Well, I'm not sure that's where you
based on the documentary I watched.
Yeah, I don't know if you start there. At a Little League baseball game.
Yeah.
You might want
to. With just a bra.
Exposed bra,
Start at the Pride Parade or something.
Pick
something else.
Like this person, their first outing was going to, they were dressed as a female and because they had gone through the transition and just going into a woman's clothing store.
There you go.
How scary that was, though. You know, like, are people going to notice? Or are they going to stare at me and all that? And then I was really mad at Will in the documentary because Will, literally use this guy, in my opinion. Girl, woman.
Yeah.
Sorry. And I wasn't trying to be funny. I'm literally used her, and it really made me mad. Did you watch it?
No.
It's kind of
sad. But you were saying that it was kind of just...
Yeah, he put him in the middle of the restaurant, like, well, let's go full... You know how he thinks he's funny all the time? This is a real human.
Yeah, you don't start your transitioning at Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you don't.
Not a good move.
It was just very odd. Anyway. Yay!
All right, we'll get started here next.
we'll change it up a little bit.
So, BJ, I'm a bad parent?
That's not what I said.
What'd you say?
You are turning into everything you used to slam.
Oh.
That's not making you a bad parent.
Man.
You used to say this whole, like, thing, and I'll do my impression of you when we come back. You can't believe this.
I don't sound like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
You're too sweet.
Too sweet for me.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is May 29th. Only a couple of days left in May, and then we're into June, man.
Yeah, Sunday.
Summer's almost June. Big Air Force Academy graduation is today.
Yep.
It's Gates huge. Are already open.
By the way, we there's a Thunderbird dude. You know, he has the big like Thunderbird Falcon thing on his jacket. He hangs out at Bud's.
And no kidding.
He'll be flying over us today.
Is he a current pilot for them?
No idea. He wears the garb, though.
I hope he doesn't go to Bud's first. You know, a little preliminary, you know.
Right, a little pre-cocktail before you fly over.
Yeah. Thunderbirds will perform today over Falcon Stadium. The graduation is today at 1:30. The big hat toss, which is pretty cool. You got to
admit. Oh, my God. I mean, and all of those graduates, that's just sharp. You know, that is just, you're in awe of those people. And the way they time it for the Thunderbirds to fly over exactly when they're tossing in the air is amazing to me.
I got to go one year.
Did you?
Because I had a brother-in-law at the time, my first wife. Her brother graduated from the Air Force Academy.
Yeah. That's why you had to give him a number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, her brother was part of the Air Force Academy.
Gotcha.
And number one's brother tossed a hat.
Fantastic.
And it was kind of cool.
Wow, that is fascinating.
It was wild.
Well,
it is pretty moving, though.
Yeah, it
is. Just to see all these cadets
down
there.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how they do the... okay, so I'm up there. I have to do the speech, right? So, Fox 30, because I have an earpiece on when they're going to fly over. And graduates, you toss your hat!
You got to hurry up or slow down, whatever you got to do.
You got to do it on cue.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't be the last hat in the air.
No, I meant the guy talking. He has to do it perfectly when he's talking up there on the podium.
Because he's got
to
set him up.
And he's like, they're like 5 seconds. And we wish you 2 seconds.
I agree. And if you're one schlep out the audience, one of the cadets, you don't hear it.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there with your head on, everybody else is tossed there.
Oh, crap.
I missed my golden moment here.
Exactly.
You know? Big deal today down there. They start this morning at 9:30. It finishes up with the Thunderbirds with their big performance, 30 minutes. And that happens later on this afternoon around 12:30 or so.
Hopefully the weather will stay fine.
And they have tickets for that, you know?
Yeah.
You have to have a ticket to get in there.
Well, I'm sure the families are only allowed a certain amount of people, right? So everybody can fit in.
They sell tickets.
Oh, the general public can go?
They have like 3,000 that are free. And then they have other tickets that they sell to benefit the museum down there.
Very nice.
According to the
article.
You
know a lot about this. You are just...
Look at this. And where to watch the Thunderbirds in Colorado.
Holy
toledo. At the Air Force Academy. BJ Harris all over it.
I don't think I've ever heard you so buttoned up about something.
Well, I'm a buttoned up guy. Recently.
Usually,
life has changed.
You ask us, like, how much are the tickets?
Yeah.
Like, we know. I don't know.
$5.
You can only buy four.
Got
four
it
per
down.
Person.
Okay, look at both of you. Yeah. Wow, you're like a team.
Four. You're late to the party. You Google.
I did Google, yeah.
I was early.
All right, let's talk about you.
All right.
Okay.
What is it that I've been saying for years?
For years.
And now you see that's the direction I'm headed.
It's okay. Because listen what I did, and I told you this. I swore to myself, I said, my kid is never going to eat McDonald's. He can decide that when he's later in life, but I am never taking that child to McDonald's with that processed food. That was my promise to myself, right? And I was like the parent, like judging other people, getting the Happy Meal all the time, right? Until my kid was about 4, and then I got one.
Yep.
Then that evolved into gas station sandwiches.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I turned out to be everything I didn't think I would be, right, as a parent. That's just what happens. But I was listening to that promo yesterday where you said you wanted to be the baseball coach, or you were asked to be the baseball coach.
I was asked, yeah.
And I was cracking up because I was like, I remember we've actually taken calls about this, about all you people that put your kids into travel teams, whether it be softball, baseball, hockey, whatever it is, all these parents that put their whole blood, sweat, tears, and especially money on travel teams, hoping that someday their kid would become pro.
Exactly. Wow, wow.
I keep looking at cars.
Wow, personal attacks there.
That is the goal.
Yeah,
Someday that they possibly will make money at this.
Right.
It will become a career for them.
So they spend every weekend at Holiday Inn Expresses across the country for the free breakfast, right? That's what they spend their entire, you know, they never get to go to the lakes. They never get to do other camping. They don't do anything else.
That's their vacation, is watch their kids play sports.
Exactly. And it's like, oh my God. And you're like, I'm never going to do that. I'll never. I see it in your future. I'm not going to lie.
You think I am going to become a travel sports parent with Frog?
Because all you do is walk in here and brag to us, which I don't mind, about what a great hitter he is. He's a slugger, you said. Slugger.
He is a slugger. He's the best hitter on the team.
He's the best hitter on the team. Yeah, yeah.
He's crappy catching, though.
But that's okay.
He's not a good thrower.
All we need is a slugger, right?
Yeah, but he is a slugger.
He's in the runs.
Yeah. I just see yourself at Holiday Inn Express.
Jimmy,
free breakfast.
Branson, 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
I don't know.
The big 4th of July firecracker tournament.
Yes! You are going to be at the firecracker tournament.
I don't know. Yep. I don't see that at all.
I see it. Hey, Slugger's going to be there.
No. Yeah. I've seen those parents. No.
I know. Hey, listen, I didn't want my kid to have McDonald's.
I've got a nephew doing that right now with his kid.
Yeah.
I just don't see me being that person packing up for the weekend.
Should we make a bet?
For a weekend of ball games?
Let's make a bet. Because if your wife says you're going to do it, you're going
to
do it.
Well, 100%. I think that's the holdup, to be honest with you, because she's not a sports fan at all. My wife is not a sports fan.
No, but she's a fan of her child.
She is a fan of the child, but she's not. I don't think she would ever. She would put more money into pottery than she would a travel team.
I'm not a fan of physics, but I put my kid in tutoring for physics.
Yeah, you don't show up for physics weekends in Branson.
I would.
Yeah, but you don't.
But I would, because my kid is my life.
For her kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't see us doing that, because that travel sports thing is every single weekend, man.
You just told me that your wife doesn't love her kid.
Yeah. I don't see it. I just do not. Now, look,
she put more money into pottery than her child, is what you said.
I'm just saying. I don't think she would put that kind of money into a travel team. I really don't.
I don't see it. Just said was
I wouldn't do it.
But you can't fix this. You just said pottery over her.
No,
kid.
You're changing the subject now. You're trying to make me look bad on that, and that's not what I mean by
okay,
it.
Okay, what did you
I
say?
Mean by
what
it.
Did you say? What
I
was
said
the
she would rather spend more money on pottery than she would on a travel team. Now, as far as him going to baseball, we go every week. We go twice a week.
Okay,
I'm wrong. But we are we're for him playing sports. But I don't ever see us being on a travel.
Okay, well then I.
You know, I just don't. And okay. I'd bet you $1,000
right.
on that.
Yeah.
I am not that guy.
Well, no, you said your wife isn't, so.
Okay. She isn't either. So we both
all right,
are.
Well, never mind.
No, I just
that shot to hell. Okay, moving on.
Well, I'm just being honest with you. I don't think, I just don't
what
see that
what about a pottery
future.
Travel team?
There's a shot.
Okay,
there's
all right.
a chance.
Okay.
We set a pottery wheel yesterday.
Oh, nice.
That's why pottery is on my mind.
I gotcha. Yeah.
What a mess.
What?
We set it up in the garage.
Did you guys play Ghost?
Ooh.
No, we didn't get around to Ghost. Too many people walking by, the door was open.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, garage door. But she bought this pottery wheel, and she got out all this clay yesterday, and mm-hmm. pottery is flying everywhere, man, all over the garage. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm practicing.
Right, but you're supposed to reach up. I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
You're supposed to reach around her and put your hands on the stuff.
Let me show you how to do it, baby.
I couldn't get behind you. There was a snowblower in the way. I was blocked out by a snowblower.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not
in the movie.
No, it's not.
That's a different version.
Right, we got to do tabloid trash.
Okay.
We got to take a break. God. Do tabloid trash. That travel team thing, I know some people doing it right now, and I've known people in the past doing it. Man, does that take up the time. And rarely, I mean, it just, have you ever seen it work out? Have you? Have you caught
wow.
you? Have you? You did travel hockey. Do you know one person that made it to the pros? One.
I've had a couple friends make it.
Really?
Really?
You've got I wonder how much your mom spent. I mean, how many thousands? Because every weekend, and you were one of the kids at the Firecracker 8,000.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Now, do you have anybody that was on your team in college that's played NHL hockey?
No, not on my team. No.
Okay. That's my point. It's like that travel team thing. It just seems like that there's a lot of wishes there.
Wow.
It is. And then they go.
You know, it was, we could talk about this in the past till Carson joined the show, and now it feels mean.
I'm dying inside.
Now, he will actually put his daughter in a travel team.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's going all the way, yeah, man.
When you're doing a 3-year-old's hockey birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
This travel team, yeah.
She's going to live my dream.
Yeah. BJ never had that dream. I never thought I'd play pro sports. I never thought that, ever. So it does not run in my family at all.
Oh, Lord.
Tabloid trash is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, BJ had a 50-50 chance and he called it.
Yes, I did.
Yep. Cassie Ventura welcomed her third baby with her husband, Alex. Singer Cassie Ventura and her husband, Alex, welcomed their third child, the baby boy, into the world. This occasion comes just 2 weeks after Cassie's courageous testimony in the federal sex trafficking trial against her ex-partner, Sean Diddy Combs. During her 4-day testimony, Cassie detailed traumatic experiences from their 11-year relationship.
And what I said yesterday was the baby is born and we just haven't been told. And sure enough, it happened on Tuesday.
Also, his personal assistant, his stylist, the stylist testified in the control over Cassie. I guess what happened is the stylist actually witnessed P. Diddy, Combs, Sean, whatever the hell you want to call him, witnessed him saying to her, hey, if you don't do this stuff, I'm going to release all these videos. Yeah. So that's not good for him.
By the way, I saw this morning where there's a story that, remember the vanishing lady? The lady that was supposed to be a witness she went on the, went on the down low for some reason, that she's been found.
Where is she? She's come forward. Where is she?
I don't know where she's at. Oh. She's going to testify, though. They say her stuff is really damaging.
I know, but it's kind of weird she's been missing. Like, what's that?
Well, I think she's scared.
That's kind of suspect, isn't it? Like, where have you been? You were supposed to be here. They're going to bring that up.
Well.
Excuse me, weren't you supposed to be here? Yep, you were supposed to be on the list. Where were you?
I don't think her time to be called as a witness had happened yet.
They couldn't find her.
And they couldn't find her.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. All right, let's hear. Smokey Robinson and his wife, Frances, have filed a $500 million defamation countersuit against the four former employees who accused him of sexual assault. Man, there's a lot going on with that word, isn't there?
Yeah.
Holy hell. I'll just put it over there. So they're countersuing because I think that's what you do when you want the public to go like, oh, well, maybe he didn't do it, right? Yeah,
you have to.
You do have to.
Got to fight back, man.
Elon Musk has announced he is stepping down from the Trump administration. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced on X yesterday that his time as a special government employee has ended. He was the face of Doge, as we know, whatever, the whole thing. And so he is stepping down officially. I think he lost like, I don't even know how many billions of dollars.
Yeah. What's it matter to him, though?
I mean, how do you even spend $1 billion? Right?
And he's got almost $300 billion.
That's a lot of billions to go through.
That's a lot of billions to go through. He's going back to his rockets, man. He needs some help there.
Yeah, one was lost in space or
something. Yeah, they're flying out of control and stuff. He's got to go back and fix it.
They're not doing so well, that's for sure. Todd and Julie Chrisley have been released from prison. I thought it was interesting that they didn't show their faces, and I think I know why. Because they need a glam squad.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They say they could make millions.
Really?
Yeah, millions.
On what?
I have no idea. I guess doing a new reality show. They're saying the offers are going to be there.
They already signed a reality, not them, but the daughter and her brother had already signed a new reality show about bringing up the kids without the parents. I don't know, because I think if we watch them live the lavish life that we used to, because that was part of their gig, is they live such a lavish life. Unless they're funny about it. Yeah. And they drive like a clunker car and stuff like that.
Because you know it's going to be a fraud if they're like driving around in Ferraris.
Right, because they always had a new Range Rover. Yeah. And Todd is funny. I will give him that. Todd Chrisley is funny. If he's driving a Pinto, that would be funny.
See, I don't know. I think that if they announce that they're being signed for like $10 million each, okay? Let's say, then we would accept the fact they're driving fine cars.
I know, but my point is, if I'm the writer, I write it funny.
Yeah.
They went to a one-bedroom apartment.
That'd be good. Start over.
They were hit with a restitution. Do you have that part of the story?
I don't.
They were hit with a restitution that they had to pay back $17 million, okay, from their guilty plea. Did you know that the pardon relieves them of that duty? They don't have to pay that back now? That's $17 million they were going to have to pay back. They've only paid back a small portion. Now it's all dropped. They don't have to pay a dime now.
I wish the president would pardon me because I'm looking at a $3,000 bill that my insurance didn't cover for my son's spinal tap.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Can we just get all the debt just wiped? We'll just start fresh.
Right? I mean, that's not fair. Son of a bitch. All right. Well, now I'm mad. Hailey Bieber, she has officially announced that she is a billionaire. Man, this makeup stuff. Woo! After selling her cosmetics and her skincare brand, and she sold it to Elf. Elf Beauty, by the way, is available at your grocery store. And she sold her line to Elf Beauty for $1 billion. They rich now.
Yeah. No money problems at all.
Nope. TMZ can bury that Bieber is broke now.
Yep, exactly.
It's gone.
It says that Bieber issued a statement on Instagram May 28th announcing, that was yesterday, that she sold her company Rode to Elf Beauty for $1 billion and she's still going to be part of the company. She said, quote, I found a like-minded, like, disruptor, like, with a vision to be a like a different kind of like company that believes in like big ideas and like innovation in like the same way that I do. And like, it's going to be awesome.
We just played audio of her. That's what it sounded like to me. Was that Hailey Bieber? Good job, Spadell. Way to find that. Nobody else has that audio.
Yeah.
And by the way, Justin Bieber also shared his wife's post shortly after she revealed her big news saying,
of course he did.
God.
Yes, he did.
We got money.
If my wife hit $1 billion, yep, I'd be sharing her post.
Exactly.
Darn right I would.
Brad Pitt, the big F1 movie is coming out and everybody's very excited about it. And I cannot believe the rules on this reporter. They asked him what it was like to finalize his divorce from Angelina Jolie. I feel bad for this guy. He's got to be so over this. Right? Just Angela, it always pops up. You're just doing a huge movie and somebody's got to bring up that bitch in the whole press junket.
It's gone on for 15 years, it feels like.
I know.
It's like, please.
Yeah. So he said, I don't think it was a major thing, just something coming to fruition, just a legal thing. He said, my personal life is always in the news. It's been in the news for the last 30 years. In some way, some version. And anytime I try to do a movie junket, it's like a little fly out there. Bzzz. He didn't do that part.
Oh.
I did. But, you know, I mean, it's been so long and they finalized it already. And it still got to creep in. Still got to creep in there. That would drive me nuts. And then finally, BJ, so excited about this.
What's that?
Ozzy.
Oh, yeah.
His final concert.
Sharon! Sharon! Help!
He says July 5th in England will be his absolute final concert. He's 76 years old. He said he's going to give 120%, and he's been getting ready every single day to be ready for July 5th.
Sharon! Have you seen my bat? Where's my pet?
It'll reunite the original Black Sabbath. Ozzy Osbourne, Tommy, whoever he is, Geezer, and Bill Ward for the first time. What?
Is his name actually Tommy Geezer, or were you just...
No, Tommy Lamy.
Okay.
Tommy Lamy? I don't know. Yeah. No,
I was laughing at your joke. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did that. Thank you, Shmido. Yeah, Tommy Geezer.
You're the only one that caught it.
I know. Oh, my God. Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, and Tool. And so, I don't know. It'll be a huge concert, obviously. Boy, let's all just pray.
I don't know how he's going to do it, because when he's like that whole interview, he sounds rough.
I told her when the opening of the Palms Casino and Resort or whatever it was in Vegas, they had him there. And this was 800 years ago, you guys. This was before I even had a kid. And he was holding onto the microphone like he could not even stand up.
You're not going to understand the word he says.
No.
No.
During the songs. But nobody cares.
Sorry.
Nobody cares because it's his last show. It's Ozzy Osbourne. Oh. So nobody really cares.
Well, he's been like that for a long time, yeah. Where you can't understand him when he's talking. But when he starts singing, you're like, oh, man, where does this come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because even on the reality show, they had to do subtitles.
Right.
Yeah. And that's like 30 years old or something.
I went to see the Eagles out at the Sphere in Vegas. And Joe Walsh is awful. Getting just absolutely old, see down, much like Ozzy. You can't understand a word he says, and when he sings, it's just terrible.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's terrible. It's awful.
But people up.
It's so much that when he's singing and talking, people around are laughing. It's that bad. It is. And I think Ozzy's going to be kind of the same way.
And also when he talks, Joe, Walsh, hi, my name's Jamie, and I'll just be talking about nothing and just having a stroke on the air, which is kind of cool because we'll get some press for that. Jamie had a stroke live on the air. Anyway, he like drools when he talks.
Yeah, it
comes out each side of his mouth. It just comes down.
Yeah, he's really. They just put him on stage because you know he was part of the group. You can't kick Joe out of the band, right?
Well, he's an amazing artist.
He's a great guitarist,
and he has a couple of solos.
Oh yeah. No. He does Rocky Mountain Way, different things, but he can't talk. He can't sing. But he can play a guitar.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Back after this.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.